What you are about to hear is excerpts of talks given by Sid and Elsie on Salt Spring Island in 1978.
All I like to say is, I've really honestly enjoyed this one. It's about the most I've ever enjoyed what we call a seminar, because I saw it as very peaceful. I saw it as quiet. I don't think there's a person here that hasn't heard something. And you got that feeling of niceness? That's it. That's what you're looking for. That's the thing that holds the secret to the beautiful feelings, and the secrets to life are in within your beautiful feelings that you contact from within. Those new feelings. The feeling of sheer happiness or sheer joy. Just to be alive. Or to be grateful for what you've got. It's a feeling of gratefulness. It's a feeling of love. It's a feeling of understanding. It's a feeling of all things beautiful that create a state of tranquility. So always look for the beauty. Always look for the positive. Because only in the beauty and in the positive can you find the secret to life. Because eventually, when you find the true secret, you'll find yourself, your true self, the true mind. And when you find this true mind, you'll find what is called God. And from then on, for eternity, you'll live in peace and tranquility in the world that you want, because you realize you're the creator of your world. Not you as a body, as an ego, but you as a divine identity. I saw this coming to a lot of you people, the start. And as I say, you can't figure it out. To keep talking about it is a waste of your time. But find that feeling again. And just live. Just be ordinary and just live. Stop trying to figure it out. And live with the feeling. And everything you ever want will come to you via that beautiful, positive feeling. To memorize the word is useless. You must go beyond the word and see the fact which creates a feeling, which in turn gives you everything you want. It actually takes you to the world within. It takes you to the spiritual reality. It shows you that life is nothing but one divine thought. This is how you break the pattern. It's going beyond the word. Talk common sense. That's all. Nothing else. I swear, nothing else. Talk your common sense. Do you know what common sense is? Common sense is not common to the mind, because the mind can't agree that there's anything common sense. So there's no such thing as common sense in the mind. But true common sense is when you go beyond the mind before the game of life and you find one common denominator, which is everybody. And this one common denominator is called the game of life. So everybody plays exactly the same game, because we're all one and we are all perfect, but we are not perfect till we see the fact. When you start to see the perfection in yourself and in mankind, it breaks the barriers of the secret to life to you. Very simple. And all you have to do is listen, because you're just listening to something beyond the word. And when you find it, you begin to get power. Power to control your own life. Nobody else's. You can't do that. Just yours. You get the power to change mind, which is almost impossible from the mind itself, from the level of consciousness of humanity today. Man hasn't evolved enough in mass to be able to change the mind. This is why the wars are still going on after thousands and thousands, well, since the beginning of time. This is why riots. This is why all our problems keep going on, because we don't know how to change our mind. We honestly don't. You see, we tend to hang on to the past. The past created us. We are the past. So you've got to put some light in the whole matter. So you've got to learn to change your mind. And the second you change your mind, you're truly in now. And the past is non-existent at that second. And the second the past is non-existent, you're in now. When you're in now, you're in the state of meditation. When you're in the state of meditation, you're being what the churches would call, you're being blessed. You're being directed home. And home is the most divine conscious state, which is called heaven. At the point you go home, you realize what God is, what Christ is, what man is. They're all one thing. It's really been a nice week, hasn't it? It was nice to see that the people from Salt Spring shared with you people, and you shared with them, and very little said, but lots shared, because you saw the beauty in each other, eh? And you got a feeling. Then that's, as I said, that's when you become happy. You helped us greatly.
Oh, incredible.
And this is what you should always look at, that you learn from both sides, eh? You must. You learn from every experience every day. And this is what I was talking about, being able to change your mind. You learn from a new experience. Unless you can change your mind, you'll never get a new experience. Now, I don't mean just changing your mind, saying, well, I should I wear my slippers or my sandals? No, we can do that, eh? But I mean it's your conscious state, your your outlook in life, eh? Your outlook in life, your what you maybe think life is, how you see the Bible, how you see the words, how just change of mind, eh? That's all. And that change of mind is having the courage to look within. That's what it is. Changing your mind, having the courage to look within. And the second change of mind, you see a fact. Very simple thing. If you go down to a restaurant and you've got in your head what you want to eat, you know, you have this specific thing and it doesn't appear and you get all upset about it. And no matter how delicious the other thing is, you don't care, eh? I just paid for this and this is not really what I wanted, eh? Instead of changing your mind, you know? You just change your mind. And all of a sudden, like, it's probably that same dish 2 days ago, if somebody had handed it to you and said it was delicious, eh? It was just because your desire wasn't fulfilled. And the desire not being fulfilled, in actual fact, is your ego. You're getting a little zap and it doesn't like it. So it's stopping you from getting enjoyment by saying, don't like that stuff. Like a computer, eh? Don't eat that. Don't enjoy it. Of course, when you go to pay for it, that's even worse. So the game goes on and on. And 2 days later, you want to be, you're in a low space and you want to get lots of energy and you want to get lots of negativity to feed all this insecurity, you bring it up in mind again. And you say to your friend, you know what? 2 days ago I went to this restaurant. And it's on again, eh? Until you get fed up using it. Eh? So you just tuck it away. You can bring it back any time you want, but then you get a new one, eh? That's because the life and our ignorance we control them. You got to clean the mind, and if you clean the mind and you find all those little wee tricks, the tricks of the mind, then you can go back to where you came from. Because it's the tricks of the mind that got you lost. So if you can find a puzzle to this mind and all its tricks and its connection to the ego, etc., etc., then you reverse the whole procedure and you go back to where you started, where it was pure. Where the mind is directly linked to what is called the energy of all things. God. Then you're free. Once you realize your connection to that divine mind, from then till eternity, you'll be guided. When mankind is in a state of meditation, he is fully awake. The deeper you are into the state of meditation, the more awakened you are. The more awakened you are, the more you see with clarity the universe as it is, how it functions. How to take people from sickness to health. How to guide people through life. And the way to guide them psychologically is to go beyond the mind. You must learn to be you. And you're not going to be you via your ego. You're going to be the true you. Beyond the ego. Because it's the ego that creates the sickness. The lostness is the creator of this sick ego, this image of self-importance. We must learn to stop thinking about ourselves
And all of a sudden, the whole world comes into us. Because if you think about yourself too much, this is the ego. And it destroys you. Because you have to support it. And this is where all the mental sicknesses start. Because it creates greed, envy, it creates every negative thing known to mankind. And all you have to do is to see something nice to get something nice. Because when you hear truth, it's nice. It's a feeling. It's a feeling, as I said before, which will give you the necessary knowledge to guide you and guide your patients to a happy life. And once you hear, and once you start going inside and finding this spiritual reality, this absolute total fact, then your life will change positive. Your luck will appear to change. But it's not your luck that's changing. It's you, your world, your reality. Because you have changed the level of consciousness. And the level of consciousness is a separate reality. Each level of consciousness is a separate reality. Every living soul on earth lives in a separate reality. We belong beyond everybody else's separate reality. There is one divine reality which takes in all realities, making all things one. And here lies the simplicity to guide people home if they're ready. And you can't guide anybody unless they're ready. They must want to go home. They must want happiness. They must want health. They must want to help others. And if you ever find it, and you start to get cocky, watch it. Watch what happens. You just go down the way. Because you got to start to realize that once you find truth, once you break through this divine truth, it is not you, the ego. Because truth is God. The more truth you find, the more protection. Because it's the more divine conscious state taking care of itself. It's the mystery of life being unraveled. And it's endless. And that's beautiful when it's endless. Just think, it can never come to an end. How beautiful thought that no matter how beautiful you feel, or how much tremendous knowledge and tranquility you find, that there's always more. The tapes, I swear, that's where it's at. Because you can sit in your own living room, safe, sound. You can switch it on, you can switch it off. You don't have to apologize, you don't have to walk out of the room, you just turn it on. And when you turn it on, somewhere along the line, if a beautiful feeling comes, you might meet yourself. And if you meet yourself, you can throw the tape out the window. Give it a big kiss. And that's all you're trying to do, is just find your true self. Not yourself with the image of whatever you are, but the inner self, the soul, the superconscious state. It's the answer to everything. It's true. But you must find it. Only you. Only you, absolutely only you possess power. You're gifted with this power. You are this power. Because everything is this power. You just have to realize it. And everything you ever wanted will be. That I promise. Tomorrow, it'd be really nice. You can swap stories, eh? And that's all it is. Swapping stories. I don't mean telling stories. But I mean, the words that I'm saying, they really mean nothing, eh? They're just a bunch of words. But tomorrow, when you get together and you swap words, and at maybe 12 o'clock it was finished, eh? I know. So, you think maybe just take a break now, or finish now, and just mingle and talk, eh? Maybe you can just share some of your feelings. If you don't want to share them, if they're really precious to you now, just leave them. Just leave them alone.